Hello?
Good afternoon, am I speaking with Mr. Young?
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Mr. Young, this is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you today?
Yeah, not bad.
Perfect, yeah. Mr. Young, can you just confirm your address for data protection, please?
16-2-7-EH-9-1-TS.
Perfect, yeah. Thank you very much for confirming that. And just to let you know, Mr. Young, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Perfect, yeah. So, yeah, my name's Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And what I'm giving you a call today about today is just to paint a picture about yourself, obviously, with your time in care, and also the effects that may have on you to the day, to this day. So do you have around about 15 minutes to have a nice little chat with me, sir?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm in the process of making a cup of tea. So I'll take my mobile when we're in the kitchen.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's not a problem at all. I'll try and be as quick as I can for you so your tea doesn't go cold.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, sir. So what I need to do is I just need to ask a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can. I do apologise that some of these questions may be sensitive. I just have to ask them and gather the best knowledge possible so I can represent you the best way that I can, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so just from my understanding, are you currently suffering from any mental health illness?
I've been a psychiatrist 16 times.
You've seen a psychiatrist 16 times?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is it that you see in the psychiatrist for, sir? What kind of issues do you see?
My whole life. I told them about the abuse in the home.
Okay, client. It's currently... Okay, and do you suffer from depression, anxiety, or PTSD,
right? Yeah, I was on citalopram, the treatment with trazepine.
Yeah, okay.
I started jumping off the railway bridge.
Did you say I'm sorry to hear that?
No, that's alright. I'm in a better place now. After speaking to the psychiatrist.
Yeah. No, this is very good to be becoming, you know, to them levels here. It's, you know, it's, sometimes it can be some dark places there. It's definitely needed to it, but you know, it's good that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, so it's really refreshing to hear. Well done. You should be proud of yourself for even saying that sentence, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so is it anxiety and PTSD that you're suffering with alongside depression?
I've got really bad anger issues, yeah. End up anger. I ran away from the home when I was 13 and a half. I went down to England and I came back up when I was 16.
Yeah. Okay. And is there any PTSD that you're suffering with, or is it just
I don't know, because I think it's PTSD because I think about it all the time.
Yeah. No, I get that. Okay. So, client is. Currently taking medication to manage symptoms. Okay, sir. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No, none. The occasional baby when I'm with family.
Of course, yeah. No, that's understandable. It's just obviously just need to ask that question just in case obviously you use the drink or any drugs that kind of like mask.
Prior to going to the psychiatrist, I drunk myself.
Yeah.
I drunk to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I
think that's
you.
So how long would you say it is until since you've last had a drink, sir?
Since I saw the psychiatrist, that was about 4 years ago. So all my adult life I've been relying on
drink, probably
just to get things in my head.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, and you touched base on the subject just before in saying you tried to take your own life. Do you mind me asking just how and when that happened, sir?
That was like 20 years ago. I don't try to jump off the field on this.
Okay, and did you end up jumping, sir?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I was pissed, and there was a trampoline thing, like a net. And I didn't say my baby did. I looked at the net, and I went, that's a fucking waste of time. And then I just walked back, and then it was just a mad moment.
Okay.
That's when I went and referred myself to a psychiatrist.
Okay, sir. And other than jumping off the bridge, have you tried any other attempts or anything, sir?
No, not just the one.
Okay, and to this day, have you had any recent thoughts or got any plans of action in doing so again?
No.
Okay.
I'm on a good place now.
No, sir. Once again, I just do want to express that it takes a lot of confidence and a lot of motivation to find the light in life again, especially after some dark times. I can relate to myself. You know, I'm not just someone who's sitting behind the computer and on the phone. You know, I've been in them dark places too. I've had them thoughts, and it's not the nicest. I can admit that as well. So. Man to man, say you should be proud of yourself for bringing yourself to see that light. Not many people do. You know, not many people are as fortunate as us.
I know.
So yeah, say you should be proud of yourself, and I hope you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you for your honesty with that as well. You know, it does take a lot of confidence to admit it. Also, so thank you for that. Okay. Have you ever been admitted to hospital for...
I tried to admit myself in, but because I wasn't referred to a doctor, I wasn't allowed.
Okay, so have you ever been under, like, maybe a crisis team or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Could I possibly grab the name of your GP as well, please, just so we can relate medical records when
in your case? The Grange Medical Group.
The Grange?
Grange.
Grange, yeah, the Grange
Medical Group. Beaufort. B-E-A-U.
B-E-A-U.
F-O-R-T.
F-O-R-T.
Road. Edinburgh.
Yeah, I've got that here. Perfect, sir, thank you. And how long have you been registered at this GP course, sir?
Since back in Edinburgh, 2009.
Okay, have you been registered at another general practice at all?
Yes, Greyfriars Surgery. Greyfriars Surgery. Yeah.
Okay, could you spell that one for me, please?
Grey, G-R-A-Y.
Yep.
G-R-E-Y, sorry.
Yep.
Friars, F-R-I-A-R-S.
F-R-I-A. F-R-I-A?
R-S.
R-S. Medical practice.
Green tractor.
Okay. Yep, I've got that one there as well. So, before you left, did you leave there in 2009, was that?
Yes.
And how long was you at that? Did he before you left it?
Yes. since I was a kid.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God, life.
Okay, perfect.
My mum died in 1893, I'm still there.
And going to your care settings here, we have 4 sets of care settings, is that correct?
Yeah. I never go to settings.
What was that, sorry?
They put me to a children's home, and me and my brother fought, so they put me to a LSD school.
Yeah.
And then that was, and my mum was not well at the time. My mum actually died of the illness which she had when I was 20.
Ah, no, I'm sorry.
So I ran away when I was 13 and a half. I came back when I was 16.
Yeah.
And then, so I only had 4 years and I had a wife and my mum.
Yeah.
And 2 years actually was really in the well.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. It mustn't be easy losing a parent. Definitely not, especially at age 2. Okay, well, we've got, Colin Leffie? House in Perth?
Colin C.
House in Perth?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
That was a children's
home. That was the what, sorry, the council?
A children's home.
Oh, children's home, yeah. Children's... settings. In Perth, Scotland.
What's the end for TV? You're supposed to be in for 3 weeks for assessment.
Yeah. And how long did you end up staying there for?
Nearly 2 years.
Wow, really? Wow. Okay.
I think I was 9.
Okay, so Colin Leffie House was 3 years, you said?
About 2 years.
2 years, sorry. Excuse me. And then after that was a Balgowan School in Dundee.
Balgowan Boys School, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The LSD School.
Okay, yes, I've got that, Balgowan School. Okay, and then we've got Oakbank School in Aberdeen.
Yeah, so when I got leave, my mum was not well, so I kept on running away. I was absent before leave, and they put me to Oakbank in Aberdeen. And I kept on running away absent before leave, and then they put me to Rossie.
Yeah. Okay, and is... This old bank, is Perth and Aberdeen, is it?
It's Aberdeen.
Is it, so it's not Perth, are they two separate ones?
No, there's 3 separate ones, well, 4 separate ones. So there's Colonsay, Balgowan, Old Bank and then Rossie.
Aberdeen.
That's Aberdeen, sir. Mid-Socket Road, I think it is.
Ah, yeah, Mid-Socket Road, yeah, got that there now. Okay. And then you've got, yeah, Rossie Farm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my call.
Where Yep, that's been closed. Let's tell me now.
Is it closed?
I'm just gonna double check for you now. No, I think actually it's still open.
Wow.
Yeah, so it opened in 1857 as a reformatory school for boys.
Yeah,
in 1983, it became an approved school and was renamed Rossi Farm School.
Right.
It doesn't actually tell me whether it's closed or not. Sometimes it tells me if some institutions have been closed, but it's not telling me if this one has. Oh yeah. Now operates as Rossi Young People's Trust, a modern, secure and residential care provider. Yes, well, it is still
there was a closed one. That was from Boys on the Bus. I think it was the Rossi School or the Pharmacy. I don't know what it was.
Okay. So when I obviously, yeah, thank you for confirming them care settings with me as well, because what we're going to do is we're going to request for your care setting records and also some medical records from your GP as well. So once these records do come back, are you happy for me to share these records with yourself, or would you like me to share them?
No, sorry. I'm not
married. Okay. Alright, so yeah, I'll once I do receive them records back, I'll give you a phone call, and we'll go through your records together. And obviously see if there's any holes we need to fill in, whether any of you members got jobs or anything like that.
One thing that I remembered, after that initial phone call, the guy, I kind of remember his name, your colleague, there was another thing that I remembered that was a wee bit dubious. We were in a minibus and we were in Balgowan, and there was a guy, I can't remember his name, I think it's Robinson, Mr. Robinson. He says we're going swimming, but we say we're not trunks. And so we went skinny dipping. But he took pictures.
He took pictures?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Let me just have a look and see if that's in your statement.
The guy gave me his mobile number and I just texted him and I said, oh, there's another thing that I remember.
Can you remember what case I think this was in?
Oh, the OSD school. Balgowan.
Balgowan, okay. I was being asleep. Okay, it looks like I'm actually going to make a note of that in the About Darwin statements, because just reading through there, obviously there's a lot of detail listed, but unfortunately that has been missed out, and I'm glad that you've reiterated that, because, yeah, I'm going to add that in now. So just bear with me 1 second.
Okay. They wouldn't get away with what they did to kids down there.
No, you definitely wouldn't get away with it today.
I don't even think they begged them today.
Okay, yes, I have made a note of that, and yeah, I've saved it, so it's definitely in there now. Obviously, that is a very, very careful attention detail towards this case. Obviously, as it is towards abuse of sexual kind. So it's obviously it's amazing details put forward to the Scottish Government. I am obviously terribly sorry that was a horrible situation for you to have been put in.
But you were innocent, you didn't say anything otherwise, you know what I mean? That's how I never thought about it, that's how it just came, I didn't care what it came from.
Of course, yes. You know, yeah, at that age, you're none of the wiser, really, are you?
No.
So, yeah, it's a very difficult situation. Obviously, it's not even older than reflect. You can't just see the disappointment behind it of, you know, how these people
are. How dubious, I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just to obviously inform you, Mr. Young, obviously this journey that we're about to embark on, it is going to be roughly around about a 6 to 12 month journey. So in that time, I'll be obviously building the biggest and best case that I can to put forward to the Scottish Government. Along the way, every 4 to 5 weeks, I'll be giving you an update on how our case is progressing, and give you any updates in regards to receiving back any records, anything like that. This case does get put forward to an independent panel in Scotland where you or I don't have to attend. This is all done behind closed doors. So I will be updating you on when that date, when the date will be getting, sorry, the case will be getting listened to. And I'll obviously update you on the results of the case as well. So what we try and fight for as a law firm is the first and foremost an official apology from the Scottish Government, but also fight for some financial compensation for the trauma and abuse that you've been put through, sir. Okay?
Yeah.
So before I do conclude this phone call, Mr. Young, I would just like to take one step back and just go through with you the funding options that are out there for you. Now, I know my other colleague may have repeated this to you, and I do apologise. It's going to be repeated one more time. This is just for our compliance team who do listen to these recorded calls. So once I have said my little spiel on what I'm about to start, if I'll ask you a question at the end of it, whether you still want to proceed with MMA Legal or not, and obviously from there I can then let you go, Mr. Young, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you do always have three options when applying for this application with the Scottish Redress. Option one is that you apply, you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm, and that's obviously building your own case and presenting the application itself. Or option two is you can choose another law firm in England or Scotland who are part of the government legal fee scheme where they receive £2,000 by the Scottish Government for the case. Now, I kind of have no legal obligation to disclose to you how or what they do with that case. But what I can tell you with option three is that we are a private and independent law firm, so we don't like to get handouts from the Scottish Government. We like to fight for our case ourselves. And we do work under the no-win, no-fee case basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come in case you for any legal fees. We are covered for this. But at the same time, obviously, if the case is to go in our favour, as signed in the documents that you have sent back to us kindly, there is a 15% plus VAT charge that we do occur. That is a capped figure of 19.2%. So it's just below 20%, and that's, as I said, it's capped. So it doesn't matter what kind of compensation you do get, we'll just take our little portion for the case that we built for yourself.
Your colleague informed me that, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so are you happy to proceed with MMA?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. And I can also see here that my colleague has put on a cooling off period, which is due to expire on the 23rd of April. And what that means is, from the initial phone call, you would have been given 2 weeks to, you know, go away and decide whether you want to continue to use MMA Legal or go to another law firm or whatever. As I said, if you are happy
I've seen the court system, and they can waffle around you. If you get a procurator first, they will just waffle you, and you will just be left with nothing.
Yeah.
No even any, like, no justification at the end yet. because it goes their way all the time. So I want this to go to the case.
Yeah, okay. Well, what happens, what I'll do for you then, sir, is I'll clear this cooling off period, and that'll make it get started on this case right away. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to touch the case at least the 23rd of April. So one of those reasons, just got to clear off that cooling off period, and that means obviously, we'll go ahead and start with this case first thing Monday morning. This will be our top priority. So, before I do let you go, Mr. Young, is there any other questions that you may have for me? With myself, I don't like to make any promises, or you know, give anybody false hope. What I do like to inform my clients is the fact that there is a lot of claims going in to the Scottish Government at the minute with these redress cases, and there is a very high successful rate coming back. And obviously this is because people nowadays are starting to have a voice and explain their experiences in the care system.
They took myself away.
Wow.
I was supposed to be in for 3 weeks on assessment.
Yeah, and obviously you've been there for 2 years and had multiple things happen to you.
That was at the COVID home.
Yeah.
I was 13 and a half, but 4.5 years of it for years.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's just not nice to see yourself to have gone through, is it, sir?
Anyway.
But yeah, no, to answer your question, there is a very high success rate coming back at the minute. But all I can say is, us here at MMA Legal, what we try and do is present the biggest and best case we can to get the result that we all want, and especially the justice for yourselves, for these young teenagers and children who have gone through, the care system for time and treatment very long.
Maybe it'll say something to the Scottish Government that they will vet the teachers before they go on.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But yeah, as I said, we'll be presenting the best case to the Scottish Government for them to not let the result go our way. But as I said, all we can do is put in our hard work as much as we can for yourself, Mr.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it anyway, so we'll just wait for the end result.
Yeah, perfect. Not a problem. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, that's fine.
Alright, so as I said, I'll be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks. You've got our number that you've obviously banged us off. I've banged you. So make sure you save this number. As I said, my name's Aaron. And if you do have any questions or anything that pops into mind, you're more than welcome to give us a call back.
Right, thank you.
Not a problem, sir. I hope you have a lovely weekend and I'll speak to you soon.
Same yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Young. Bye.
Bye.